Hi, I'm Ebony, and I believe that stories change lives, and everyone has a story worth telling. Sometimes, unfortunately, we let our self-doubt get in the way of us writing our stories and sharing our stories. So that's why I created Motivation to Write as a source of motivation and inspiration to help writers like you and me share our stories with the world. So I talk to the experts ranging from entrepreneurs to marketers to authors to therapists to psychologists who share their knowledge and their advice to help writers like you and me step into our full potential. Welcome to Motivation to Write. I am so happy you're here with me I'm always happy that you're here with me because together we are making big changes in our lives and we're using writing as a tool to help propel those changes. Today's exercise I am taking from a book called The Writing Strategies Book, Your Everything Guide to Developing Skilled Writers by Jennifer Saravallo. I'm going to have a link to this book in the show notes. Now, this is a book for teachers to help their students. It's full of writing strategies to help their grade school students in their writing. So there are exercises here to help with organizing your thoughts, generating ideas, developing your characters, all that good stuff, revising your stories or your papers. However, any exercise in this book can be repurposed and modified for anyone of any age in their writing and in their lives. So today's exercise is called Defining Moments, and within the writing process, you would use this exercise to help generate and collect ideas that you would then turn into stories or a story. You can also, as I've used this exercise, you can use this to generate and collect ideas to inspire changes in your life. So here's how it works. You're to think back on small moments in your life that are full of meaning and importance, such as the first time or last time you did something, or a time when something changed, or a time when you conquered something, and then you make a list of these small moments, and then you choose one and try to write a story from that one small moment. Now, I modified this by not only listing small moments, but by listing big moments. And the reason I wanted to list big moments is I wanted to explore the possibility that maybe there's something in my life that I still need to heal. Because the big moments, when I say big moments, these are the moments that have a lot of emotional charge to them. There's still a lot of emotion attached to them. So some examples of my big moments were when my grandmother passed away when I was 14. When I was first introduced to energy healing. Another big moment was when my mother was diagnosed with cancer. Another moment was when I earned my BA and my MA. So those are all moments that have big emotions attached to them. Now, I asked myself after listing, and I listed 7 big moments. Is there any moment here that right now I need to sit with and explore because there's still some pain attached to it that is hindering me from taking action in my life? Okay. Now, if you're doing this exercise and listing the big moments, and you find that there is a particular big moment that really screams out to you that there's still a lot of pain here that needs to be healed, I would suggest doing a free write on that moment. When I say free write, I would set the timer for 5 minutes, and then I would just write whatever. I would just vent in writing, just let it all out. And then after 5 minutes, I would take a deep breath, and then I would reread it, and I would ask myself, now what is the next step? Do I need to further explore and heal this? And if you feel like this needs to be healed, then the next question would be, okay, so now what is the next step I want to take in my healing? Do I need to have a difficult conversation with someone? Do I need to talk to a therapist? Do I need to do some meditation? Do I need to change some aspect of my life? So those are all questions that would help to start a healing process for you if one of your big moments is something that needs your attention. Another question I would ask myself is, if you have a lot of pain still attached to a big moment, where in your body does that pain sit? That's a big question, because that is going to tell you if that can also guide you on how you can begin to heal and how this is really affecting not only your body, but your life. Let me give you a quick example. So if the pain that you're feeling from whatever big moment is sitting in your stomach, so you've noticed that whenever you think of this moment, or whenever you think of the moment, or when something triggers something from the moment, you experience some type of discomfort in your stomach. Your stomach is your solar plexus chakra, also known as the power chakra. It's the fire chakra. So any pain, discomfort that you're feeling in this area of your body means that you are having a power issue. You are either feeling powerless, or you're abusing your power. You're neglecting your power. You're handing your power over to someone else, or you're using your power to manipulate or be abusive towards someone else. So that's something that needs to be explored and looked at, because guess what? If you have continuous pain and discomfort and issues in this area of your body, that's going to end up manifesting into something serious if it hasn't already manifested into something serious, a serious physical ailment, right? Same thing if you feel the discomfort in your throat, that's the fifth chakra, that's the throat chakra, that's the creative center. I've noticed that whenever I have a sore throat, it's usually because I'm holding something back that I need to say to someone, but I'm too scared to say it, right? So ask yourself, where in my body does this pain sit? And I will probably end up, now that I've just went through that whole thing, I didn't expect to talk that much about chakras and pain in your body, but maybe I'll have a series just on that, because those are big issues that should not be neglected, that need to be dealt with. Now, let's move on to the small moments, okay? Because here I feel like this is where the hidden gold is, in these small moments. These are the moments that don't necessarily have a huge emotion attached to them, but you remember them because they've left some impact in your life. Now, some examples of small moments that I wrote down were the first time I got a library card when I was a child, the last time I went hiking. Oh, that's another story I don't go into now. I think I've shared it before in a previous episode. The first time I learned that you need to place cookie dough in the freezer overnight before you bake it, so that you get a soft, chewy cookie. Like, that was huge for me because I love soft, chewy cookies. And then another small defining moment, the first time I got a paycheck from my first teaching job. Now, after I listed those small moments, I asked myself, now, which small moment do I want to explore further? Like, which one really speaks to me? Which one stands out to me? And the one that kind of triggered a kind of like an excitement in my body was the one about the first time I got a paycheck for my teaching job. Okay, so I did a free write on that event, and I'm going to try and read my writing, which is, when you're free writing, you know how that can be. You can come back very sloppy writing, but I'm going to go for it here. Okay, the first time I got a paycheck from my teaching job, I was elated and blown away because I hadn't received a big paycheck ever. I was making $32,000 a year in 2003 and felt like that was a lot a load of money. I was so excited and felt so free and independent. I want to recreate that again with a new, bigger paycheck from my healing coaching career. Yes, this is what I want to create. Now, I love this free ride because I had no idea that this would come out from me. I know that I am feeling kind of antsy now because I've been teaching for 20 years, basically. It'll be 20 years next year. And I am ready for a shift in my career. But when I went through this exercise and that moment of getting my first paycheck from my teaching job, and I think $32,000, I thought that was a lot of money. I mean, that's just so funny because I couldn't survive off $32,000 now. I mean, that's not even half of what I'm making now. But just that I can remember feeling like I have made it in life. I am making $32,000 a year. And just being so proud of myself from having gone through 4 years, really 5 years of college to finally be able to have a real job, to have now the possibility of moving out and being on my own and being independent. That was just so exciting to me. And yes, I do want to recreate that. And I want to recreate that with a new career that has me feeling just as excited and elated and just ready to make changes happen. So you see how this exercise has inspired me to pursue, has given me a lot of clarity in what goal I ultimately want to achieve career-wise. And it's put that excitement in me. So now I have some motivation and some zest, and I feel inspired to take action to make this happen. So I am running out of time, a little over time, but I hope that you do try out this exercise and see what comes of it. There's just a wealth of jewels waiting for you to discover them from this exercise. In the meantime, before we meet again, please, you can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Ebony Haywood. I'm on Facebook, and I always get these. I don't know why I always trip over these, but Facebook and Instagram at Motivation to Write. You can also subscribe to my newsletter at zazo.com. And don't forget about my weekly Motivation to Write interviews. Thank you so much for tuning in, and email me and let me know what came of this exercise for you. Because remember, the smallest things can make the biggest changes. Till next time, thank you so much. Bye-bye.